Good morning. Well, first, let me make it very clear. Crime in and around SC, including the division that houses SC Southwest, is not on an increase, general crime. In fact, over the last 2 years, violent crime in this area and in the area of Southwest has decreased by 27%. And this year alone, as compared to 2011, it is down 20%. But that does not negate the tragedy that occurred 2 weeks ago. And because we have a general decrease in crime does not mean that we shouldn't address this public safety issue in and around SC, not only to make sure that it doesn't happen again, but to make sure that our student population and our general population feel safe in and around this campus. So beginning immediately, we're going to take several steps, which I will outline. First and probably foremost, we have bonused Southwest Division, the division that polices SC, by 30 police officers. Those 30 additional police officers will not only be used to increase safety in and around SC, but also Southwest area in general. We have added 4 additional police officers specifically for the area of USC. Their task will be to make sure that those surrounding and adjoining residential areas of SC where so many students live are safe. We're adding a detective to work in liaison with SC's public safety police to make sure that we track crime trends and we respond to them appropriately. We are taking our most successful crime-fighting tool that has been pioneered in our Foothill Division, our predictive policing model, and we're bringing it to Southwest. Predictive policing, as many of you know, is a strategy primarily addressing property crime. But property crime is a feeder pool for violent crime. And keeping SC safe, keeping the property of SC students safe, is the beginnings of a reduction in violent crime, specific violent crime. My thanks to the city attorney. I've talked to Carmen Trutanich. He is going to add a neighborhood prosecutor to the USC area. Neighborhood prosecutor program, as many of you are very aware, is highly successful and targets nuisance crimes in and around a public safety area. Very much evolved from the broken windows theory, this will bring additional safety to the campus at SC. Our CompStat model. SC Public Safety Police have always attended our CompStat meetings, but now they're going to be completely involved at the table. I think even more important, though, of all the overarching things that we're going to do, we're going to leverage the technology that SC has employed so successfully as a crime-fighting strategy in and around the school. The university has multiple camera sites, has license plate readers that we will continue to integrate into the system that the Los Angeles Police Department currently has. And we'll work with the Department of Public Safety here to pick additional sites where cameras can be located in order to increase student safety. Of course, all of this will increase the safety in around SC, and I want to thank the university, because the university deserves this approach. But not only that, the university has pledged that this will not come out of the police department's funds, that the university will make the city whole for this. And in these very tough budget times, for the University of Southern California to step up to the plate in this matter is huge. And I want to thank them for their belief, not only in their own police department, but in this police department and its ability to make their students safe. Thank you very much.